Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 masterclass for building an intro that feels like it came off a battered dub plate. Chopped raga phrases, vinyl style pitch behavior, DJ style performance moves, and that old school jungle tension but with modern control. The goal is a 16 to 32 bar intro that tells a story, not just a vocal with some reverb. I'm talking about a hook phrase that feels cut live on a mixer with little stutters and throws. Plus a ghost break tease and a barely audible sub hint that makes people lean in before the drop. Before we start, quick mindset. Commit early, then get surgical. The biggest authenticity jump comes from printing audio at a few key stages. We'll do repitch, resample it, chop it, perform it, and then if it's feeling right, we'll print the whole intro as one stem. That's how you get those irreversible, slightly dirty artifacts that feel real. Alright. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic jungle pocket, about 165 to 172 BPM. I like 168 or 170, because it gives you space for the swing without feeling rushed. Set your grid so you can quickly flip between 8th notes and 16th notes, because you're going to slice and stutter in both languages. The halftime callouts and the double time flicks. Now build 3 return tracks so you can perform your space like a DJ. Return A is your dub verb. Use hybrid reverb, plate or spring vibe. Keep it dubby but controlled. Roll off lows with a high pass around, say 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass the top somewhere around 7 to 10k so it doesn't sound like modern shiny reverb. After the reverb, put a saturator and drive it just a bit with soft clip on. That makes the verb feel like it's coming off hardware. Return B is space delay. Use echo, ping pong if you want width, but remember, too wide in the intro can weaken the impact later, so keep it tasteful. Return C is crush or noise. This is parallel grit, redux and saturator. You'll send into it occasionally just to get that system is straining moment without destroying your main signal. Cool. Step 1. Pick and prep your source. You want one main raga phrase as the hook. Just one. Something like rewind, junglist, in Nanti place, a toast line, or even a movie snippet that fits. Then you want a handful of micro chops around it, like 3 to 6 little fragments that can answer the main phrase. Drop the audio into an audio track. Warp on. Now here's the big choice. Warp mode. If you want that authentic vinyl behavior where pitch and tempo are married, use repitch. That's the core sound of this came from a deck. If you need super clean timing without pitch changes, that's Complex Pro territory, but for this lesson, the character is repitch. So do your timing in repitch. Get it sitting how you want over a few bars, and then resample it. Print it to audio. This is one of those commit moments. Once you print it, you stop arguing with warp and you start making music. Now step 2. Build vinyl chop control with simpler. Right-click that resampled clip and slice to a new MIDI track. Slice by transients to get started, and then go in and adjust manually. Transient detection is a starting point, not the truth. Ableton will build you a drum rack with a simpler on each slice. That's fine, but here's an advanced preference. If you want global control, consider consolidating into one simpler in slice mode. One simpler means one set of macros, one filter, one set of envelopes, and it performs like an instrument. Whichever route you pick, do this for realism. Set small fade-ins on slices, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. And set fade-outs a bit longer, like 10 to 40 milliseconds, so the tail feels recordy instead of abruptly digital. Also, do not slam all velocities at 127. In this style, velocity is part of the performance illusion. A few strong accents, a few softer ghost cuts, and suddenly it feels like a human hand. Teacher tip here, when you're picking slices for stutters, keep consonants and loose vowels. Stutters on R, W, J, T, B stay readable at 16th note speed. Stutters on a long ah turn into mush, especially once you start throwing reverb and echo. Step 3. The dub plate chop bus. Talk devices only. Put this chain on your vocal chop group, or on the simpler track if you're using the single instrument approach. First, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, pretty steep. You don't want low-end rumble in the vocal bus stepping on the sub hint later. If the sample is harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. And if you want older top end, low pass somewhere around 9 to 12K. Real vinyl doesn't have that super crispy 16K sparkle. Next, roar. Pick a tape or warm style. Keep drive low to medium. You want thickness and movement, not modern fizz. And here's a nice trick. Add a very slow modulation to either drive or filtering, tiny amounts, so the tone subtly breathes like unstable playback. After that, shifter for wow and flutter behavior. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make sci-fi. Very small values, small mix, just enough that sustained parts feel like they're not perfectly static. Then auto filter. Use a DJ style model, like MS2 or OSR. This is going to be one of your main performance controls. Set resonance around 0.7 to 1.3 so it sings a little but doesn't whistle. Then saturator, drive around 3 to 6 dB, soft clip on. That's your glue and loudness without sounding too clean. Optional, but powerful. Redux very subtly. Think of it like patina, not destruction. Tiny bit reduction, tiny downsample and a low mix, maybe 5 to 12%. You want aged, not 8-bit. Now vinyl noise. I prefer it on a separate audio track. Use a crackle loop or noise source, low pass it around 6 to 10k, and then lightly duck it when the vocal hits. That way the noise supports the illusion but never masks the hook. Step 4. Macro the DJ performance moves. Group your effects into an audio effect rack and make macros that feel like a mixer and two decks. Macro 1 is deck filter. Map it to auto filter cutoff, and optionally a little resonance. Macro 2 is dub send. This controls the send amount into your hybrid reverb return. Macro 3 is echo throw. Send into echo. Macro 4 is age. Link redux mix and roar drive so turning one knob makes the whole thing feel older and more stressed. Macro 5 is pitch drift. This can be shifter mix, or even better, a tiny fine-tune modulation and simpler if you want the pitch and stability to feel like it's coming from the deck, not from an effect. Macro 6 is stop or start. This is your performance moment control. You'll combine a quick pitch drop, filter closing, and extra verb for a vinyl stop illusion. Now, teacher note. Don't automate everything constantly. Think like a DJ. Decisive moves, short filter rides, clear throws at the end of a phrase. While automation is too busy, it stops sounding performed and starts sounding like a plug-in demo. Step 5. Program chops that scream jungle. You want call and response every two bars. Your main phrase calls, then a reply chop answers. This can even be your answer pitch trick. Duplicate the simpler and pitch it up or down 5 semitones, and only use that as the response. It sounds like two different dub plates, instantly. Use 8th note stutters into transitions, like at the end of a bar, hit a reb slice on 16th repeats, then let a reverb tail bloom, then cut it, drop in triplet drag moments sparingly. One triplet flick can make the whole intro feel like it's got that old pirate radio swagger, but if you overuse it, it turns into a gimmick. Now micro timing, but with intention. Don't randomize. Make two rules. Put pickups early by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Put answers late by about 8 to 18 milliseconds. That push-pull is the secret sauce. It feels like a hand cutting, not a grid. And use the groove pool. Take a break loop you love, even filtered. Extract its groove and apply it lightly to your MIDI slices. Even better, apply it to the noise loop too. When both breathe together, your record illusion jumps up a level. Step 6. Vinyl start and stop illusions. Method A is clip transpose with repitch. Duplicate your main vocal audio clip onto a new track, set warp mode to repitch, and automate clip transpose down fast. Something like 0 to minus 12 semitones over a quarter bar to a half bar. While it drops, close the filter and increase dub verb send. Then resample that moment. Print it. Place it right before the drop. That resampling is crucial. When you print the stop, it becomes a real object in your arrangement, and you'll stop tweaking it to death. Method B is inside simpler with pitch envelope. This is great for little chirps and drags on single hits. Short decay gives you that quick turntable chirp. Longer decay gives you the slow caught record feel. Step 7. Add jungle context, but do not drop yet. First, ghost break teaser. Take your main break, amen, think, whatever, and high pass it hard, like 300 to 600 Hz. You want the texture and the shuffle, not the weight. Keep it low in the mix until the last 4 to 8 bars. For processing, EQ 8 high pass, then maybe drum bus for grit, and auto filter slowly opening over time. Add beat repeat very occasionally, like an 8th note repeat with low chance, just to make it feel like pirate radio chaos, but controlled. Second, the sub hint. Use a sign, an operator, or a wave eatable. Keep it mono with utility, and keep it clean. This is psychological tension, not the bass line. Early on it's barely audible, and then it creeps up a touch near the drop. Now step 8. Arrangement blueprint. If you're doing 16 bars, here's the energy arc. Bars 1 to 4, filtered vocal phrase plus needle drop cue, and a bit of vinyl noise. Make the hook obvious by bar 4. If it isn't, simplify. The listener should understand what the record is saying early. Bars 5 to 8, bring in response chops and a couple of small echo throws, end of line only. You're teaching the ear the language of your chops. Bars 9 to 12, introduce the ghost break. Open the filter gradually. Let more mid-energy through. This is where it starts feeling like, okay, this is jungle, not just a vocal intro. Bars 13 to 15, tension, more stutters, slightly higher send moments, and a bit more drift or age. Consider one sound clash bar where you intentionally overdo the chain for just one bar, like the system is overloading, then snap back to normal immediately. That contrast is very old school. Bar 16, the handoff. This is where you do your stop moment or hard cut, and leave a tail gap. The last half bar before the drop should be clean, either silence, or a tail that's fully on a return. You mute the moment the drop hits. That punchy handoff is what makes the drop feel twice as big. If you're doing 32 bars, treat the first 16 as radio and dubplate. Mostly vocals, noise and performance. The second 16 is where you introduce the ghost break and sub-hint more clearly, and you escalate the throws.